We want to turn now to Shibli Tilhami, who's the Anwar Sadat Professor of Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, who joined us in our studios. Thanks very much for being back with us, Professor.
My pleasure.
Do you have a sense that the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has a plan?
Well, it's hard to know, obviously, and this is an environment that is very difficult and very emotional, but clearly there are two things that he wants to do, and I think he's been succeeding in one of them. Mm-hmm. One is to reveal the government to be illegitimate and dependent on the U.S., just an agent of American occupation. He's done that. That's been, in fact, his biggest objective, and clearly Alawi is not able to operate or confront this crisis without the U.S. support, so it reveals him for what he is, and that's his intent. But the second is he wants to emerge as a winner out of this, whether he plays a political role or whether he rallies his supporter. He wants the outcome to look like a political victory for him. Beyond that, it's hard to know what he wants down the road.
This is the biggest story we have this morning. It's been certainly the biggest story in Iraq, a huge story for the past few weeks. Let me get you to try to put your historian's eye on the urgency of the situation that we're looking at right now. If there's a resolution today, will this be, if not forgotten, will it be diminished in urgency several weeks from now?
You know, it's interesting. We always focus on one crisis or one individual as the primary problem. And obviously, Sadr has been a key player in part because he has given the opposition a face. Most of the other opposition, the militant opposition, people who are throwing bombs, are faceless. They don't have a political organization. We don't even know who they are. They're shadowy. He's that central figure. But the reality of it is the problem for the Iraqi government today is twofold. One, it lacks popular legitimacy, and this is going to make it worse for it no matter what the outcome is. And second, it lacks domestic security. Now, confronting Sadr may address the issue of security a bit, but frankly, the large part of the security threat in Iraq is based on the attacks against the security forces, the police, the state institutions, and also the lawlessness, most of which is not coming from Sadr's men. Mm-hmm. So if you think that this is going to address the problem, I think we're deluding ourselves.
What do you think this standoff in the past few weeks have disclosed, both about Muqtada al-Sadr and Prime Minister Alawi, and for that matter, al-Sistani, who has just returned from heart surgery in London?
Well, Alawi is, if you look at his outlook, he must have already said, well, in the short term, I simply cannot get legitimacy. I think he's probably right. So therefore, let me at least project a sense of power, a sense of success, a sense of winning, so that I could rally people behind me.
Confidence.
Confidence. And I think that is clearly what he's doing. He is using language that wants to show that this confrontation is won by him and the Iraqi government. He's willing to use the American forces or at least invite them and be associated with them. He's not fearful of that. And that tells me that that is his strategy in the short term. As for Sadr, it is clear to me that he wants to emerge as a political winner out of this, no matter what, whatever cost, that he has confidence that even if his men around him immediately are defeated militarily, that he has a lot of people to tap into.
He's established himself as someone you have to consult. You don't take an important decision in that country from now on unless he's on board.
He wants to emerge as the primary spokesperson for the opposition to the government, to the U.S. occupation. He's done that.
Mm-hmm. What about al-Sistani?
Always in his history, even during the Saddam Hussein regime, he wanted to stay above politics, and that's how he survived. He has been he wanted to put religion above politics. He wanted to intervene only to the extent possible to represent himself as a man who wants stability but to keep autonomy in the religious arena. That has worked for him so far. It has in the long term. He's been able to find a way to work with the government, with the U.S., and also with still maintaining legitimacy. At the moment, he is stressed because this confrontation, in fact, puts pressure on him to express more empathy with the Iraqis, including with Sadr, and more criticism of the U.S. He hasn't done that to the extent that he was expected to. And the real question is he undermining his own legitimacy in the process, or will he still emerge as the spokesperson for the Shia community?
Shibli Tilhami, thank you.
Pleasure.